The Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tent of meeting, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Take a census of all the congregation of the people of Israel, by families, by fathers' houses, according to the number of names, every male, head by head, from 20 years old and upward. All in Israel who are able to go forth to war, you and Aaron shall number them, company by company. And there shall be with you a man from each tribe, each man being the head of the house of his fathers. And these are the names of all the men who shall attend you. From Reuben, Elizur the son of Shedeur. From Simeon, Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai. From Judah, Nashon the son of Amminadab. From Issachar, Nethanel the son of Zuar. From Zebulun, Eliab the son of Helon. From the sons of Joseph, from Ephraim, Elishama the son of Ammihud. And from Manasseh, Gamaliel the son of Pedazur. From Benjamin, Abidan the son of Gideoni. From Dan, Ahiezer the son of Amishaddai. From Asher, Pagiel the son of Otran. From Gad, Eliasaph the son of Duel. From Naphtali, Ahira the son of Enan. These were the ones chosen from the congregation, the leaders of their ancestral tribes, the heads of the clans of Israel. Moses and Aaron took these men who have been named, and on the first day of the second month, they assembled the whole congregation together, who registered themselves by families, by fathers' houses, according to the number of names from 20 years old and upward, head by head, as the Lord commanded Moses. So he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. The people of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, head by head, every male from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war. The number of the tribe of Reuben was 46,500. Of the people of Simeon, their generations by their families, by their fathers' houses, those of them that were numbered, according to the number of names, head by head, every male from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war. The number of the tribe of Simeon was 59,300. Of the people of Gad, their generations by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go forth to war. The number of the tribe of Gad was 45,650. Of the people of Judah, their generations by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, every man able to go forth to war. The number of the tribe of Judah was 74,600. Of the people of Issachar, their generations by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, every man able to go forth to war. The number of the tribe of Issachar was 54,400. Of the people of Zebulun, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, every man able to go forth to war. The number of the tribe of Zebulun was 57,400. Of the people of Joseph, namely of the people of Ephraim, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, every man able to go forth to war. The number of the tribe of Ephraim was 40,500. Of the people of Manasseh, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, every man able to go forth to war. The number of the tribe of Manasseh was 32,200. Of the people of Benjamin, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, every man able to go forth to war. The number of the tribe of Benjamin was 35,400. Of the people of Dan, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, every man able to go forth to war. The number of the tribe of Dan was 62,700. Of the people of Asher, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, every man able to go forth to war. The number of the tribe of Asher was 41,500. Of the people of Naphtali, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, every man able to go forth to war. The number of the tribe of Naphtali was 53,400. There are those who were numbered, whom Moses and Aaron numbered with the help of the leaders of Israel, 12 men, each representing his father's house. So the whole number of the people of Israel, by their father's houses, from 20 years old and upward, every man able to go forth to war in Israel, their whole number was 603,550. But the Levites were not numbered by their ancestral tribe along with them. For the Lord said to Moses, "Only the tribe of Levi you shall not number, and you shall not take a census of them among the people of Israel, but appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, and over all its furnishings, and over all that belong to it. They are to carry the tabernacle and all its furnishings, and they shall tend it, and shall encamp around the tabernacle. When the tabernacle is to set out, the Levites shall take it down, and when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levites shall set it up. And if anyone else comes near, he shall be put to death. The people of Israel shall pitch their tents by their companies, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard. But the Levites shall encamp around the tabernacle of the testimony, that there may be no wrath upon the congregation of the people of Israel. And the Levites shall keep charge of the tabernacle of the testimony. Thus did the people of Israel. They did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses."